Uncuff your Aleph and Manal at the bottom. Choshesh b'mosna. So Machlokas Rav Shimon and the Tanakama here, whether everybody is allowed to use Shemin Vered or only B'nai Malachim. So Shimon is Mekel, that anybody could use this Shemin, even though it's not normally used except for a fool by regular people. So Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Halacha Kerib Shimon. So Rav Abba Bar Zavda said the name of Rav, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon. The Memra of the Rav, Kerib Shimon, Svirulei. I mean, the Rav, when it comes to leniencies in Hilchas Shabbos, holds like Rav Shimon. The Omer Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Mishmei the Rav, Rav Shimi Bar Chiya said in the name of Rav, Hai Mesuchraya Dinizaisa. What's it called? This is an opening, a spout in a barrel that they put a rag around or some kind of material to make sure that it wouldn't leak. When you close up the barrel, it squeezes, according to most opinions, that's the problem. It squeezes out the liquid in this material, and there's an issur of schita, which we'll see in 1 second what it is. It's Rashi. The Memra de Rab Bikule Shabbos, Svira Lek Rav Shimon. Right? When it comes to the kulas of Shabbos, Rav holds a Rav Shimon. Hamas Sukraya, Beged Korachim Bibarza. They used to put a rag, a piece of cloth, inside the spout of a barrel in order to keep it tight, to make sure that the wine didn't drip out. This is like a, they used it for a washer. Okay. So the Gemara says, it's Osir Lahaduke Biyomatova, even on Yontif, it's Osir surely on Shabbos, to push the stopper of the barrel in tightly, right, because the liquid gets squeezed out. Rashi, asur laduke benekev mishum shchita. It's asur to what's it called, to tightly put the cork or whatever. It's like I have a cork in a bottle that has a material around it, and it gets absorbed with liquid, and if you push it in tightly, the liquid gets squeezed out. The afagav de loko mechavin lischot, even though you're not mechavin, amalo sphere like Rav Shimon, because dover sheino mechavin is mutter according to Rav Shimon. And here, lechora, what's it called? Dover sheino mechavin. If he held like Rav Shimon, he should hold it as mutter, the dover sheino mechavin. So Elabai, he must hold not like Rav Shimon in this kula. So why would Rav hold like Rav Shimon in other leniencies of Shabbos? Where it says, "Bahi afilu Rav Shimon mode." No, here there's no raya that Rav doesn't hold like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon would agree to this case too. Dabaya v'rova damrei tarvayu mode Rav Shimon psikresha v'lo yamus. Here it's a psikresha. If you put it in tight, it's impossible that the liquid shouldn't be squeezed out. Where it says, "V'homer Rav Chia Barashi Omer Rav halacha Rav Yehuda," but we have what's it called? The Feirish Rav Chia Barashi said that the name of Rav, that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda in Dover Sheino Meskavin. So you see that he doesn't hold like the kulos of Rav Shimon. He holds like Rav Yehuda, that Dover Sheino Meskavin is also. The Rav Chanan Barami Omer Shmuel halacha Rav Shimon. And Rav Chanan Barami said the name of Shmuel halacha is like Rav Shimon, that Dover Sheino Meskavin is mutter. So where it says, Rav Chia Bar Av Ovin Masni La Below Gavri. And Rav Chia Bar Ovin said that Rav and Shmuel said this openly, without being quoted by other Amorayim after them. Rav Amar Halacha Rav Yehuda. Rav said Beferish, the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Ushmuel Amar Halacha Rav Shimon. So the reason he holds that Mesuchraya Din Azaisa is not only because it's a psikresha, even if it wouldn't be a psikresha, be awesome. Elo Amar Rav Aniva Arisha Bechabura Targemina Umani Rav Chia Bar Ovin. Halacha Kerib Shimon v'lav mitame. So we explained it, why Rav said Halacha Kerib Shimon in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to put on Shemin Vered, not because he always holds of the coolest of Rav Shimon. Here he holds like Rav Shimon, but not for his reasoning, for a different reasoning. My Halacha Kerib Shimon v'lav mitame. Right, what does that mean? Halacha Kerib Shimon, but not for his reasoning. Ilei mahalacha Reb Shimon deshori. The lab mitameh. Right? The halacha is like Reb Shimon that it's mutter to put this oil on, but not for his reasoning. The ilu Reb Shimon sover masi. Reb Shimon holds that a taka is a refuah. But since B'nai Malachim put it on, everybody's a Ben Melech. And everybody can be makel to put it on, even though by regular people, it pretty much is clear they're doing it for a fool. For Rav Sover, and Rav holds not like that. Rav holds lo masi. Rav holds that it doesn't have any therapeutic value. So therefore, people think maybe it has for a fool, but it's no refuah. Mamela, what's it called, there's no Isra over here. The Chachomim only asser things that actually have some medicinal purpose. But if they don't serve any medicinal purpose, even if people think they do, they're still allowed to do it. The Sover Rav lo masi. Does Rav hold, therefore, that Shemen Vera doesn't have any medicinal benefit? V'ham midiktani b'nei malachim sochin agabi makosehen Shemen Vered nechlal demasi. Says that the b'nei malachim put this oil on their, what's it called, wounds. Mashma, that it has some kind of, it is a medicine. Elo, so you can't say that Rav held it didn't have any medicinal purpose. Ela halacha k'rib Shimon deshori, v'lav mitameh. The halacha is like Reb Shimon that it's mutter for everybody to put this oil on, but not for the reason that Reb Shimon said, because Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim, a very big kula, that what applies to B'nai Malachim applies to everybody, right? De'ilu Reb Shimon sover afal gav delo shchiach shori, right? Reb Shimon holds that even though for normal people this is not the normal thing to do, and if they do it, they're only doing it for a fool. And afal pikein, even though they're doing it for a fool, since there are B'nai Malachim who do it, stam, and therefore for them it's not muchach. There's a special kula over here that it's mutter even for regular people. But Rav sover, but Rav doesn't hold that the kula is the Rav Shimon. So he doesn't hold that it's mutter for the same reason Rav Shimon said. For Rav sover, ish shchiach in, the ilo shchiach lo, who ba'asur the Rav, shchiach mishcha devarda. Right? Rav holds, no, not like Rav Shimon, that if in a place they have an abundance of shemen vered, and in that place, they use it, like B'nai Malachim use it, then in a Hanami, in that place, it would be mutter. In other places where it's not shchiach to use except for a fua, therefore it would be awesome. Not like Rav Shimon. Shimon holds mutter across the board. And Rav holds it depends on the place. But in a place where Shemen Vered is common, and regular people use it regularly, then it's mutter. Rashi. Halacha Krav Yehuda, B'davar Sheni Meskavin, D'Asr. Below Gavri, Masnila the Plukes of the Rav Shmuel, below Amaroyim HaOmri Mishmam, Elohim Asram Nechlechuba. Right? Not that others said it in their name, but they themselves argued over this together. Targimna the Lotikshe the Rav Adarav. So explain why Rav in this case holds a Krib Shimon, and normally he doesn't hold of the Kulas of Rav Shimon. Halacha Krib Shimon, the Shari B'Shem and Vera. The Halacha Taka is like Krib Shimon, that it's mutter to use rose oil. The tam is not like Reb Shimon. Dealer Reb Shimon sover masi afilu hachishari. Reb Shimon holds that it has medicinal benefit, even so it's mutter. It's not shy that something should be mutter to this one and not mutter to that one. That's Reb Shimon's svar. That's an extra kula. Michlal de masi. The Gemara says, but Rav holds it doesn't have any medicinal properties. Gemara says, not true. It says beferish that it does. That the B'nai Malachim, what's it called, put it on their wounds, obviously it heals. Michlal de Mosse, I feel the Tanakama. Even the Tanakama holds, everybody holds that it has medicinal qualities. How could Rav argue? De lav de Mosse, le ma'it strichle. If it doesn't heal, what do people use it for? Alpha gav de lo shriach, shemen vered bim komo shol ze, hasoch mimenu, the dom of yikorim, v'akol yodim sheno socha lefura. If in a place where shemen vered is not used commonly, it's only used since it's expensive, so it's only used for a fua. In that place, it's also. Elulur fua, sure. So Rav Shimon holds, even in that place, it's mutter. The Chol Yisrael b'nei Malachim hay. Because Rav Shimon holds that something can't be also for some people and mutter for other people. Either it's mutter or it's also, and he holds it's mutter across the board. Rav Yehuda oser, the mucha milsa. Rav Yehuda holds also because he holds that in a place where you don't use it, and regular people don't use it except for a fua, even though b'nei Malachim use it not for a fua, for a regular person, it's muchach that he's using for a fua. For Rav Nami, Rav Yehuda sphirely. And Rav Taka holds like Rav Yehuda, who's the Tanakama of this Mishnah, and holds it would be usher in such a place. Ela bimkomo hu deshori deshriach desach and shem and verit velo mucha milsa. But Rav held, and in his place it was like that, that in a place where it's common to use shem and verit, even my regular people, it's what's it called, it is mutter. Okay. Hadron l'shmona shrotzim. Just with this mesuch raisa, dinazaisa, in what's it called? There are different shitas over here. There's a problem with being chai because of shchita. First of all, probably he's talking about wine. So there's two isurim in shchita, in squeezing out material. One is because of mefarik, right? You're taking a liquid out of a solid, but that's only if you need the liquid. Here, lechara, the liquid is going to waste. So some hold, no, it's going into the bottle. It's not going outside the thing, so it's not going to waste. But others hold that it's even if it's not going to waste, but you have to have kavana that you want that liquid. Here, you don't have any kavana. You just have kavana that you want the even though the gabe, the squeezing, it's a psikresha, but in order for it to be a malacha, you have to want the liquid. That does, psikresha doesn't help, where the malacha depends on the kavana for squeezing. So therefore, some hold that the squeezing over here can't be mefarik, because either it's going to waste, or you bechlal don't have any kavana for the liquid at all. Your whole kavana is only for the tightening of the faucet, whatever it's called. So therefore, they say over here the shchita is cleaning. Right, when you squeeze liquid out of a material, you clean it. It's part of the cleaning process. So you say lechara, but here it's wine. Wine doesn't clean. So some say no. Lemaisa, wine does take out some of the dirt. It does leave a stain, but the beged is cleaner than it was to begin with. So there is such a thing as shchita, even by colored liquids. And others hold that what's it called? That the only time of shchita that's cleaning is by a dirty beged. But by a clean beged, there's no such thing, even with water. Right? You squeeze water out of a clean beged, that's not called malabin. Malabin is only where it's dirty. And here in Mastam, it's not a dirty rag that you're using to what's it called, be a washer around this opening. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that both things, taka, and others hold no. Even squeezing a clean thing, not dafka, dirty thing, but that's a process of cleaning, that's also awesome. So in any case, so therefore there are those like Rashi that say that it is shchita, either because of cleaning, and even though the thing is clean, and even though it's wine, there's still an idea of cleaning. And or it's mefarek, and even though you don't have kavana, but dafka for the liquid, if the liquid doesn't go to waste, it's going into a kli on the side, or it's going back inside the barrel, it's still mefarek. So shchita would apply. But Rabbeinu Tam holds neither of those svaras apply. It's not squeezing for cleaning. It's not squeezing for mefarik. And he holds the issur is we're afraid that you'll leave the rag there and it'll become part of the barrel. And it's tikkun mana. It's creating a wall of the barrel. And the psikresha is that you have intention to leave the rag there, but you don't have intention to make it part of the barrel. That's the psikresha. And what's it called? Some hold that would be an oli nisa d'rabbanan. And some hold that it could be, it's even an issur d'oraisa what we said, even though ain't binyan b'kelim, when you're making a kli, could be that that's an issur d'oraisa. But that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned. It has nothing to do with shchita, it has to do with building the barrel. Okay. The eluk shorim, shechayoven aleihem. These are the kinds of knots we learned in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. Eluk shorim, ha'menuyim bo'avos malachos, right, that in the 39 malachos, diktoni akosher v'amater. Two of them is tying and untying. Kesher shel kayoma, she'eno matiru la'ola. Dum yedekosher echute yurios anifsakos. The Rashi says that the kesher that was chayiv in the Mishkan, that they did in the Mishkan, was a kesher shel kayoma. What is a kesher shel kayoma? That you never intend to untie. You leave that forever. Like what's it called in the Mishkan, they used to tie the coverings of the Mishkan. They never intended to untie them. They were always left tied, right? And therefore, what's it called? Your chayiv on a kesher shel kayoma. And again, Rashi seems to say a kesher should never get untied. So the elu ksharim shchayom. So what are those ksharim that are considered a kesher shel kayom? The way Rashi learns at least, kesher hagamolim, the kesher that camel drivers make, the kesher hasaponim, the kesher that sailors make. Shem shuchayev al kishurim kachu chayev aterim. Whenever you're chayev for tying, you're chayev for untying. Reb Meir Omer kol kesher shuyochol atiro ba'achas miyodov ein chayovim. Any kesher that you can untie with one hand, you're not chayev. Could be that's usher, but it's not. You're not chayev for that. That's not a kesher min haTorah. Rashi, kesher hagamol and the kesher hasaponim. Bigmar meforeshu. Gemara explain what they are. Kachu chayev al heteron kidi alfina bechlal gadol. Mitzayde hachilazon shenitzrachim lefrakim lahatir kishrei rishasos hakayamos kidei lekatzon or laharchivon. Where do you know matir in the Mishkan? The people who caught the chilazon to make the dyes of tchelis for dyeing the various things in the Mishkan that had to be dyed, so they had nets. And sometimes they had to make the nets bigger and sometimes smaller. So they tied to make it bigger and untied it to make it smaller. So their untying, which was the purpose of tying again, was a malach in the Mishkan. Shiyochel atiro delo hadke. Rashi learns if you can untie it with one hand, it means it's not very strong. It's not a strong knot. Ein chayov lo afilo aso lekayomei. Even if you made it to last, but since you can untie it with one hand, Reb Meir holds that you're not chayiv min haTorah. My kesher hagamolim, what is kesher hagamolim, the kesher hasaponim, ile makitra de katre bismama, the katra de kitre bistarida, hai kesher shena shol kayomo. The camel drivers. The camel drivers used to tie a rope in the nose of the camel, and that stayed forever. And to that rope, they tie another rope, which they'd lead the camel with. The second knot, they put on and off. The first knot stayed there forever. So the question is, which is the knot we're talking about? Is it the knot that you tie in the loop that's there forever? That knot, lemaisa, you intend to untie. That's not a kesher shel kayama. Same thing goes with the boat. There's a loop in the boat, right, where they tie the anchor to, that's there forever in the boat. And then to that, they tie the anchor. That's tied on and tied off. They don't keep that there forever. So if it's talking about the second knot, right, that's what's called a knot that you intend to take out. That's not a kesher shel kayama. Mara says, Ela kitra dismama gufe, the one they put in the nose itself, which they never take out. That's the knot we're talking about of the camel drivers. The distari, the gufa, the knot that they put in the boat, that to that they tie on the anchor, that one is also never taken out. That's the one that's kesher shel kayama. Rashi, zmama menakvim lenaka bechotme, they make a hole through the nose of the camel, the nose nimbab tabasha ritsua, and they put a loop into that hole, the koshinoso, vomedesham lola, and that stays on the camel forever. They never untie that. Uksharotz la kosher la behema, kosher ritsua aruka, baosu tabas, the kosher nimbab, upamish matira. And then to that they tie another string, another rope, and that they sometimes take out and sometimes keep in. Kitra de katri bismama, zeo kesher haritsuos, shikoshrim betabas. If you're talking about the kesher that they tie onto the loop, that's not a kesher shel kayama. Istarida, gamhu kemin tabash, osim min oko, o min ritsua, benekev shibarosh asvina. They put a hole in the front of the boat, and they put a loop of rope in there and tie it, and that is the place where they tie the anchor onto, right? But that the anchor itself they tie and untie, but this loop stays there forever. Also kesher miskayim, ksherotzel amido kosher ritzua, but also tabas umamido ba, ksherotzel hatir matir haritzua venotla. When they want to tie the boat up in the dock, they tie a rope to that thing, but that's opened up, that's tied and untied. Kitra de katri bistarida kesher ritzua aruka, right? So if you're talking about the kesher that you make to the rope that they tie to the dock, that's not a kesher shel kayama. Okay, so Mara says, no, it's talking about the loop that they put in the boat or in the camel itself, that they never untie. Rav Meir Omer kol kesher, boy rav achtavoy, Achve de Mar Acha. Rav Achdavoy, the brother of Mar Acha, asked, Anival Rav Meir Mahu. Rav Meir says that if you have a tight knot that can be untied with one hand, that's not a knot that you're chayiv on. Right? What about a bow? Rav Meir Mahu. Tamid Rav Meir Mishum Diochel Atiro Bachs Miyadavu. A bow you could also take out with one hand. Or maybe the reason for a mayor is a regular knot that you can take out with one hand is not really that tight. But a bow you can make very tight. So maybe a mayor would hold by a bow, right, that's tight, that it's worse than a knot that's not tight. Right, take. Someone says, we're not sure what a mayor would hold. Rashi. Aniva Humahadka Shapar the Rav Meir Mahu. If you have a bow but it's very tight, what would be the halacha according to Rav Meir? Would it be like a knot you could take out with one hand? Or no, a knot we could take out with one hand means it's not that tight. But here it's tight. The there's a Shitas Yoreim that learns that Rav Meir is not talking about a bow you can take out with one hand. They can untie with one hand. But it means a knot. It's talking about a knot that mostly in knots you have to do both sides to unravel it, right? But if a knot, you could just take one side and unravel it by pulling it or whatever, then Rav Meir holds that's not called a knot. Because b'yado, b'echad miyadov doesn't mean one of a person's hands. Because then it should say b'yado achas, with one hand. Echad miyadov means you can untie the knot with one of its strings, one of its sides. Right? You don't have to deal with both of them. You can only deal with one of them. Right? You're using both hands, but you don't need to deal with both ends of the string. You can use only one end of the string and get that knot out. That's what Rameer is talking about. What?
If that was the case, then it wouldn't be a takum in the Gemara.
Why?
The bow is something you can pull with one hand and
do it. Well, lavdafka. Could be that a bow, you need also both things. It depends on the bow. I don't know if you could just pull out any bow with the thing. In any case, here in knots, there's a machlokas rishonim, what exactly the Gemara means over here. The legabe kesher hagamolim and kesher hasapon. Rashi learns that the ikar is, and the only condition is, that it's a kesher shel kayama. Kesher shel kayama is what's it called? It's chayiv. Kesher sheino kayama is not chayiv. Whether it's mutter or not, that will get to tomorrow. The Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif and the Rambam hold that you need two conditions. When the Gemara spoke about kesher shel gamolim, it introduced a new condition, and that is not only does it have to be shel kayama, it also has to be a maisa umen. It has to be a kesher that only an expert can tie. It has to be an expert knot, and it has to be shel kayama. It has to be that it's going to last, intended to last. Now, if you have an expert knot, but they're going to intend it to untie it, that's not a kesher shechayivan on Shabbos. Rashi and the Rosh learn that as long as a kesher shel kayama, it doesn't have to be what's it called, an expert knot, any knot that's there to stay. Is called a Nafetz Chayiv on Shabbos. There's an Olah Shabbos in the Rosh who says that if it's a Kesher Shel Kayama, the Rosh holds that you're Chayiv on it, even if it's not a Kesher Shel Uman. But a Kesher Shel Uman, even if it's not a Kesher Shel Kayama, you're also Chayiv on it. Right? So it's a third Shita, at least according to the Olah Shabbos, the Rosh is a third Shita, that either Kesher Shel Kayama or Kesher Uman. The Rambam and the Rif hold you need both of them to be Chayiv Min HaTorah. And Rashi holds you only need Kesher Shel Kayama. But if it's a Kesher Uman, not Shel Kayama, for sure you're not Chayiv according to Rashi. So either there's two opinions here. The Taz holds that the Rosh holds just like Rashi. So according to the Taz, there's only two opinions. Rashi and the Rambam, the Rif. And according to the Olah Shabbos, there's three opinions here. Okay. What's considered a kesher shel uman, gamolim, saponim? The Aruch HaShulchan says something that only an expert knows how to make. That's called a kesher shel uman. The Taz holds that what's it called? It's a kesher that's very, very strong. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah explains, what do you mean very strong? How strong is a knot? Right? That's called a kesher shel uman. It's kesher shel kayom. It's also strong. He says it means that it's a knot that will never unravel by itself. That's kesher shel uman. It's a knot that's made in such a way that it can't unravel by itself. A kesher shel kayama could be not a kesher shel uman. It could unravel by itself sometimes. You intend to leave it there forever. But sometimes, in time, the knot will unravel. But if it's kesher uman, it means it never can unravel by itself. Those are the two tanoim, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah learns. Okay, we'll see tomorrow that what knots are mutter to do, right? And based on these two shittas, we'll see what the conditions are. What's called a kesher shel kayama? So Rashi in the Gemara, we didn't learn yet, but we'll mention it now, and we'll get to it. We'll see. Rashi says it's made for a week or 2 weeks. The Or Zeruah says that the cat. This is well. The truth is, let's wait with this because it's really dependent on the next Gemara. That there's such a thing as kesher shel kayama, and a kesher she'ena shel kayama mamish, and a kesher shebichlal eino shel kayama. There's three levels. One is asur min haTorah. One is asur mid rabbanan, and one is mutter completely. Okay. So let's just do the next Mishnah, and then we'll leave the. There are ksharim that you're not chayiv on them, like the kesher gamolim and kesher saponim, okay? Either according to the Rith, because they're not a kesher uman, or according to Rashi, because they're not a kesher shel kayama. For instance, kosheris isha mifta chaluka v'chutei svacha v'shel piskia uretzuos menal v'sandal v'nodos yayin v'shemen u'kdeira shel basar. Okay, these are the kinds of knots that are mutter to tie and untie. What are they? You have a string on the shirt to close up the top. That kind of, you're allowed to close. You're allowed to tie and untie. Or, what's it called? A tichel, a hat that has strings to tie it on. Or the two ends you take and you tie them together. That also is mutter. Shel piskia, Rashi. Yesh l'cha ksharim she'ein chayov maleyen, chatas, k'mo she'chayovin al kesher agamolim, el apater aval osir, u'vigmar ha'forish hayniu. Some of them you're not chayiv, but you're osir mid rabbanan. And some of them are mutter mamish. Miftei ha'chaluka, k'mo she'yesh l'galochim, k'ein l'shonos l'kan l'kan, like they tie the galochim, tie their collar. So they have a string on each side, and they tie the collar closed. V'koshrin shal yamin because it's small. They tie the right one on the left side, and the left one on the right side, even the chol yuma sharli, since they open it every day, right? Lo domi midi lekesher. It's not bechlal lekesher shel kayama, because it's made to open every day. So Rashi here is mashma that a kesher that's bechlal not shel kayama is one that you open up every day. And that's mutter lechatchila. Svacha koipa is her tichel or her hat. V'shal piskia ezer rocha, right? A belt. V'chut and kluyim barosh shel kosher behen, right? That's a belt that you tie. What's it called? Also, you open it every day. The nodos yayin shel or shekofen piyam v'koshen, or wine. What's it called? Bags that you tie the top. The kedera shel baser pam shekoshen beged lapia. Or sometimes you have a pot that you put a cover over and tie up. All of these things are opened all the time. Koshen b'fnei behema. We didn't get her yet. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer koshen l'fnei behema shvil shel otetze. You can also tie up a door closed, so an animal can't get out, right? Because that also, you eventually going to let the animal out. You're not keeping them there forever. Koshim fei behema, chevel barochav ha-pesach. Put a rope, right, over the door to hold the animal in. So an animal that was captured already. You're not capturing it now. Mara says, ha-guf ha-kasha, amris yesh k'charim she'en chayov maleim, k'kesher ha-gamol and k'kesher ha-saponim, chiyuvu hu-doleko, ha-yisura ika. Right, Masha from the Mishnah, that you're not chayv achatas for these knots, but you're tosser to do. It's tosser mid the rabbanan. The hader tani kosheres isha mafteya chaluka afil lechatchila. And then you tell me that there's knots that you're allowed to do lechatchila. Where's the sochi kamer? Yesh ksharim shein chayov leim kikesher agamon kikesher kastaponim. Umayin yu kitra the katri bismama, the kitra the katri bistarida. Chiyuvu hu deleka, hoi surahika. There are knots that are not awesome in a Torah, but they're still awesome in the Rabbanan. Those are the ones where not the knot that you put into the camel itself. That's awesome in a Torah. But the one that you tie to the to that loop, that's not opened every day or even regularly. That you could leave for a while. That one's also in the Rabbanan. And the same thing, the one that you put into the loop to tie the anchor on. That one could be left for days. The boat could be a dock for days and days. You don't open that all the time. That's also in the Rabbanan. The Yeshu, Mutar L'chatchilu, Mayniu, Kosher, Smithi, Chechaluka. There's ones that Bechlal are made to open all the time. They're never left for an extended amount of time. Those are Mutar L'chatchilu. Rashi. Kitra, the Kitri, Bismama, Ritzua, Aruka, Shemachnisim, B'tabas, also L'chatchilu. Sometimes you leave it there for a week or two. That's also the Rabbanan. A week or two is called the kesher shel kayoma b'miktsas. The kosher umater rosho echad shenasim b'yaseid o ba'amud she'asur bo ha'anok of agam. Sometimes you leave the camel there for a long time, or you leave the boat there for a long time. And a long time, Rashi says, is a week or two. Mashma, anything less than a week or two is called kesher sheino shel kayoma klav. Doesn't have to be opened every day. Mashenke is something that's opened, what's it called, regularly. That's a kesher she'ino shel kayoma klal. That's okay. Tomorrow we'll go into the details of whatever.